All right, here we go. So it's around a little bit after six, and we're still on the Tuesday before the Wednesday when Monica, you're due to have an unfriendly visit from the local sheriffs, perhaps.
Monterey County Water Resources, Monterey County Sheriff's Office. Yes.
Uh huh. And you may have had a meeting at 4 o'clock today with some of your folks who are living there. And you say you have a little bit of news.
Okay, so we are going to stand our, we're preparing to stand our ground. We're preparing to protest, and we are also preparing to stick together and take heed of whatever comes out of it. We want to make sure we stand our ground. That way, people know that it's not okay for this to be happening all the time, especially around this time of year. And I would like to ask, you know what, when you call me, why is it, let me call you right back because Anthony's on the other line.
All right, go ahead.
Okay.
So.
Hi, so this is Monica again.
Yeah, go ahead, Monica.
Okay, so I just got off the phone with Anthony, and so he's still working with the city, the members or whatever out there in Monterey. So what they're trying to offer me motel. Okay, now he said, and I'm out. I don't think that's okay. So they want to offer me a motel for tonight, but then they want to give motel vouchers to my, I don't know how many community members they think that they're going to be giving motel vouchers to, but they said tomorrow that they're going to offer them motel vouchers. Well, we're going to see about that if that happens. So he's talking, he's not done negotiating whatever we want to do, but on one stand, we're making a stand. I'm not going to take a motel voucher for a day, because then where am I supposed to go the next day?
Mm-hmm.
So that's just much not going. If it's going to be a permanent housing situation where the motel vouchers are going to be until we find permanent housing, then my community members, I'm pretty sure, will be okay. They'll be down with that. But other than that, we're not going nowhere. We're gonna stand our ground.
Mm-hmm. Is there any indication of an injunction being put together?
But there is. And so he's already done most of all the paperwork that needs to be done for the injunction. Because we won't hear back until tomorrow, probably like between 8:39, maybe even 10. So I mean that might be a little bit too late. But if we can have a standoff and hold these people off from coming onto the river and taking our homes, then then that's what we're gonna do. Now whatever. Now in the meantime, if they do end up coming up here and taking whatever they're taking, they're gonna have to give it back. They're gonna have to give everything back if that restraining order does get, which it probably will. We know it will. When they file a restraining order, they give us a temporary restraining order. If it goes through, then they have to give our stuff back. They can't just do this. So. He's not done talking to me. He's calling him back right now, and when he calls him back, I'll definitely call you and give you an update on what the legalities are, what they're trying to do.
Sounds good. What was the effect of your meeting this afternoon with the folks, and how many people did you meet with?
There was 27 members that had came down here. Not everybody was home from work, so there's 27 of us, and I just told them, like, basically, we all need to stand together, and I was letting them know, I asked them, what their opinions were, and, if they felt like, if they felt like they were actually given an opportunity to speak, would they speak, and a lot of them are saying yes, and I'm telling them, you guys have to be there because I can't be doing this by myself. I think that it was pretty good because, I mean, they don't always get together, and they have not always came to me and came down here, so, I mean, it took a lot for them, a lot for the people that did come, to come down here, and I commend that because I do feel sometimes that I'm doing this stuff on my lonesome, and I just said I can't keep on continuously, feeling like I'm by myself when I'm being the voice for everybody. Mm-hmm.
So at 7 o'clock tomorrow, Wednesday, I guess it's the 18th of November.
The 17th
of November, thank you. Wow, good. You're going to be available at the gathering at the Valero station, and do you have the actual address of the Valero station?
Oh, I'm not.
It's in the county of Monterey.
Yeah, it is the county of Monterey, mm-hmm. but it's Pajaro, but they call it something else, and I can't really think of what the other name is for it. But yeah.
Hmm. Okay. I'll see if Wes might have some idea. I may give him a call and see what he has to say.
Okay.
Any other thoughts before we go?
I just would love to have people out there to support, and I know that this might be aired, you know, kind of late or something. But at the end of the day, like, I appreciate everybody out there who supports, us, you know, because we all go through whatever we go through in life, and sometimes what we go through is people just want to judge so many people, and they cause so much hate, and you know, there's just not a lot of love out here in the streets no more, in the world no more. So that's just what it is.
So bring your love tomorrow at 7 o'clock in the morning, huh?
Yeah.
And that's on the 17th on Wednesday morning at San Juan and what's the other street?
San Juan and Porter.
And Porter. All right. And people want more information, they can call you at
707-5562. Yes.
All right. Well, good luck. And if I'm not there, and I probably won't be, I'll call you up and maybe you can give us a blow-by-blow or somebody can.
Okay, sure.
All right. In fact, call me up if you want at 7 if and when the... you know, the squad cars start rolling in.
I'll definitely let you know. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, it's called Royal Oaks.
Royal Oaks. Royal Oaks. Okay.
I had to get it out there. Sorry. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.